Patients are at risk of harm as a shortage of nurses on Southern District Health Board wards forces them to ration their care. The problem was unearthed as part of a review into its safe staffing regime. Otago Southland reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Katie Simmons is on her fifth stay at Dunedin Hospital this year with her daughter, who has underlying health issues. She's been helping care for her daughter to ease the pressure on nursing staff.
Like sponging her down, just stripping her bed, you know, making, you know, doing that. Because she's no weight bearing for 6 weeks, getting her to and from the toilet where, you know, some parents ask the nurses for help, you know, just for those kinds of things where I'm able to, you know, sort of do that without needing to, you know, get the nurses to show me or help me.
Walking around the ward yesterday, Ms Simmons says the nursing station was always empty. She can't fault the staff who have provided great care while short-staffed.
You could just tell that they were so busy, you know, they were probably lucky if they were actually able to get a break. You know, you can see the tired look on their faces and they're, you know, doing their best. And what are they supposed to do, you know? It must be really hard for them.
The Southern DHB commissioned a review into its safe staffing regime as part of its Care Capacity Demand Management program. It found one Dunedin Hospital ward was regularly understaffed by 20% or more during day shifts between July 2018 and October 2020. The report's author, Jane Lawless, says all patients are exposed to risk when shifts are understaffed. And shortages mean nurses have to decide which tasks will be sacrificed or prioritised, rationing their care.
A person who needs assistance to mobilise may not get helped to do that during the shift. So the consequences don't seem very immediate, but that person may not make a full recovery because that was actually a really important thing to happen. It's things like the prompt attention to dealing with someone's noxious symptoms, like their pain or their anxiety.
Often decisions on what gets prioritised are made in the moment. The report recommends the DHB focuses on eliminating understaffing on shifts, which Jane Lawless says may require a national mandated system, like the nurse-to-patient ratios in Australia.
There will always be more people needing care. There will always be more to do than we can do. But the point is, if we enter a patient into our health system, we have to be able to say that we're going to be able to provide what they require.
The Southern DHB says the report was commissioned following concerns it wasn't achieving its outcomes, despite significant investments in nursing and midwifery staffing over recent years. Hiring additional staff remains a major hurdle. The DHB says the recommendations will help it respond better to workload pressures, along with plans to boost nursing funding this financial year. The report will be presented at a Southern DHB meeting tomorrow.